BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Tuesday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Rihanna off of films loses her actual mind on innuendo bingo. So much so, she can't continue and we have to stop the game. That's a first. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. More of our listeners having a little Facebook spring clean. And we salute another insanely brainy person on University Challenge.
Scott Mills.
Pitbull and Kesha and Timber.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Still reminds me of Judge Rinder, who we've not heard from for a while, have we, Judge Rinder?
Yeah, that was his theme tune, wasn't it?
He's slightly camp, his name's Judge Rinder, yeah. I mean, it was also when that song was out, so that was his like unofficial theme tune, which they never used on his TV show. I don't understand why, they should have.
But that's just ticking along now, right? That's all going fine. Judge Rinder.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, once we discovered him, we just kind of set him off in his own way.
Set him free.
And I think he's on, like, Series 3 now and doing very well for himself in the afternoon, but not too well because he's on at the same time as us.
True.
Hello, John in Oxford. He says, can we play Scott Mills cliche bingo? Will Rihanna off of films moan about not being on innuendo bingo enough? All right, John, what rattled you? And Paddy in Somerset just says, up, down. Up, down. This is after yesterday's show. One of our mates was listening to Journey, Don't Stop Believing over the weekend on one of the streaming services just because he fancied hearing it. And imagine his surprise halfway through when Arnold Schwarzenegger comes on through the song going up, down, up, down, up, down. Because the song was featured on one of Arnie's workout things. And he didn't know. He just thought he'd streamed Don't Stop Believing.
Mm.
But it was clearly the wrong version. It was Journey. It was the original song. But then Arnie pops up halfway through. You don't expect that on a streaming service.
A singer in a smoky room. The smell of wine and
yeah, nice song this. So you would just think it's the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah.
You get to the chorus.
Ready. One, two, three. Stretch all the way down. Five, six, seven. And concentrate on your chest. 10, 11,
yes.
12, 13, 14. And keep going. 16, 17, 18. Keep pressing, keep pressing.
It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger Total Body Workout. Featuring Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and one big one. Yes.
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 After the show yesterday, every song I heard, I was just going up, down, up, down, up, down,
up, down.
It's becoming a problem.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend returns. And we've assembled an incredible lineup, including Catfish and the Bottlemen.
I remember when we swapped names and I thought maybe.
Florence and the Machine. Taylor Swift. And Years and Years. Who else? Hear the full lineup with us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next Monday morning from 6:30 a.m.
All of the lineup, which I threatened to reveal yesterday but didn't get offered enough money, will be on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Monday with Nick Crimshaw from 6:30 a.m. Unless I get any more offers.
I don't know. People were very generous yesterday. They were all willing to chip in.
Not enough, though. I mean, it would have to be a healthy sum. I'm going to tell you everyone on the lineup at Big Weekend.
What about if you tell us less of the lineup for more money? Do you see what I mean?
No, it's all or nothing, sweetheart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am so excited about Taylor Swift coming to Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yes.
And I'm very excited to tell you the rest of the lineup, but I can't. You have to wait till Monday morning at 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from 6:30 onwards with Grimmy on Monday morning.
I was so keen on the idea of Stephen Fry joining in with Taylor Swift.
Well, we did suggest it to him, didn't we?
I mean, that would be brilliant.
He was going to do the rap and Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, it would be good, wouldn't it?
To this sick beat.
Yeah, so Swifty's going to be there, Florence and the Machine, Catfish and the Bottlemen, but who else? Monday morning, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Luke's been on, he's bored of Up Down Now by Arnie. It's just so tempting to play over all the songs, because I've got, like,
up,
I've got that,
down,
and I've got that,
up, down,
and I could do it, I could do it over everything.
Whoever's sorted that for you, that was a massive error.
It really was. It's almost as much of an error as when they made this available at the touch of a button.
Yes! Yeah.
Also a problem.
Up, down.
I'll try and limit,
come on.
I'll try and limit myself. I really will. Coming up later, Charlie Sloth on Fat Tuesday. Yes. And it's quite sunny in a lot of places today, so maybe some throw some chicken on the barbecue, why don't you?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Dean in Dorset is not happy, Chris, with you.
Why? What's happened?
He's been told off. Well, you've been told off on text. He's like, tell Starkey to rein his language in on the TV, would you?
Oh, it was one little slip-up last night.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that, you know. You don't want to be get known as a potty mouth, because you can't do it here. Don't be doing it on TV as well.
Did you watch Virtually Famous last night?
I've got it on catch-up. But I saw that it's an E4 show, which Chris is on, a panel show, and Sean Walsh is on it, who was on our show last week. I saw that you it looked like you got very messy.
I had a very hard time with it.
It looked like that as well. I've just seen a few pictures. I'll catch up, I will.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so our listener Max has just tweeted a video of him doing the Arnie thing in the car while listening to Radio 1. This is going to become a massive problem, because we're all just not going to be able to stop doing Up Down.
Down.
This is Max.
Up. Down.
Along with our show.
Up. Down. Up. Down.
The end bit is good.
Up. Down. Up. Down.
Yeah, that's what Max has been doing with his day.
Full Arnie as well.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hi, Scott.
It's Rihanna off of the films.
Hello.
Our friend was listening to Journey's Don't Stop Believing on one of the streaming services.
Yeah.
But it was the wrong version, and it was from Arnie's workout video.
Oh, my God. I just walked into the office just as you were playing Arnold Schwarzenegger over Journey, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, so that's what happened. You know,
I thought you'd sunk to new lows, but...
No. Well, no. Well, yeah, but no.
Well, the problem is, after we've heard that, after we've heard Arnie doing his workout thing over the top of Journey, now all I can hear on every other song is Arnie.
Down.
Yeah, it's a problem.
And even worse than that, someone here has now put it on a button for Scott to be able to press
whenever he wants. And you know, what idiot did that?
I know. You know, if it's a button, I like to press it.
You do love to press a button.
Yes, I do. Yes. Anyway, Rihanna's here today, and it's nearly bingo time. Are you ready for some wetness?
I am so ready. It's so warm outside.
It is. Not in all of the UK.
Oh, sorry.
But a lot of it really is.
Yes.
And I know that you had a summer-related, almost injury the other day.
Oh, which one? I had so many this weekend.
The wasp one.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying.
I could feel my hair vibrating. I was like, oh, that's really weird. I was on a bus, like, oh, my hair's vibrating. That's
no
strange.
One wants to have their hair vibrating on a bus.
So I just touched it. I was like, oh, God, there's something in my hair. As a wasp, it was horrible.
But it didn't sting you?
It didn't sting me. I think it was dazed. When I managed to get it out, it kind of flew away and just looked really dazed, and I thought maybe it had been there for, like, weeks or something, and it just, like, crawled. Like, it was just... It couldn't even get out the window. It was just like...
I've been in there 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
Maybe I picked it up in a club in Cheltenham or something.
Now, Rihanna has met one of your favourites this last week, Ryan Gosling.
Right, yeah. How was he?
Oh, my God, he was actually awesome. I feel like I've talked about this so much.
Was he awesome?
Well,
or was
okay,
he
because,
kind of not, you know, average, but yes, is awesome because it's Ryan Gosling?
Because he was so ordinary and really chatty. I loved that he just... And he stood up to shake my hand when I walked in the room, which is just very gentlemanly.
Yeah.
And also I taught him a new phrase, bricking it. He didn't know what that meant.
No.
So now he does.
So yeah, and he'll be using that.
He loved it.
He'll use it on all the US chat
That's
shows
I
and
hoped,
that.
Yeah.
Was
Show
he funny?
Tell Eva. Yeah, he was. Just like you'd
normal.
Want to go to the pub with him. He wasn't celebi or
any
starry.
Any flaws?
I mean, his eyes are quite close together.
Mm. You don't want to hear that he's normal and nice, do you?
Well, no, but it's not even that. It's because everyone says he's amazing. Yeah. Rihanna walks in, oh, he was amazing. Why
because
was he amazing?
He was so
ordinary. Because he was normal.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he is massively famous, but normal, and that's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we want to see that, it's on your
video. It's on my 4 minutes
video.
Of film video, my Form Off, which you can find on the radio on YouTube. And then this week we've got a Tom Hardy film, Child 44, which is coming out. And Anna Kendrick sings again in another film, The Last 5 Years. She's also, I'm also going to see Pitch Perfect 2 tomorrow, so I'll be talking about that in a few weeks.
Yes, to Pitch Perfect.
So excited for Pitch Perfect 2.
I'm well excited about that.
Oh my God.
So... It's Rihanna's weekly video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It comes up every Thursday afternoon. It's a review of the week's biggest films and clips from interviews with the stars as well.
Is there an actor that you haven't met yet that you really want to meet?
Is it really arrogant to be like, I feel like I've met them all now?
No, because you have, haven't you?
I pretty much have. I only got to spend like 2 seconds with Brad Pitt, so a bit longer with him would be nice. George Clooney would be awesome.
So you're basically saying you'd like to spend longer with people now. You're at that stage. Yeah. You've met everyone, but you'll spend longer with them.
Have you never done Clooney?
I've never done Clooney.
Oh, we need to make that happen.
I know. Well, I think Mum would be so, so envious. I'd probably have to take her in with me.
Wendy would absolutely love that.
How is Wendy?
She's very well, thank you. She's good.
Love your mum.
She loves you guys. Yeah. Obsessed. She'll be listening now. I haven't even told her. She'll still be listening.
Hi, Wend. Okay, so it's the Wombats and Give Me a Try next, and then we'll get you guys in position. I think you probably know what to do. It's innuendo bingo.
Old hat.
We'll work it out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people watching today. Gareth in Welshpool, Sammy in Runcorn watching for the first time and having a break, a well-earned break from English Lit Revision. Carly's watching for the first time on her phone. Lily's revising in Shropshire and having a little break and watching it. It's an ideal revision break, innuendo bingo. Mike and Hannah off of Wiltshire are poised and ready. Ella and Amelia watching Innuendo Bingo is getting us through revising maths GCSE. And Katie in Chester, I think the most people I've ever seen are watching today for the first time on text. Also, Evie and Jason and Liz are about to watch at work. The cameras are on. Get to the Radio 1 website. On any screen you can, tablet, computer, phone, and you can watch this. It's so much better when you watch. Let's play the game, Innuendo Bingo.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Can I just say thank the gods of sport for today's Innuendo Bingo, because... there's a lot of sport that happened over the weekend and it's provided us with some great material. And thanks to you lot for spotting it. Anything you spot, send us an email. Rihanna off of Films is here with Chris. Are we ready to take the first big gulp of water?
I'm really nervous.
Why are you?
Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like cause I haven't played with you for a long time, Chris.
I know, but you've probably played this game the second most, thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, probably, but it's been a while and, yeah.
You haven't done it together, have you?
We haven't done it together.
No, well, here we go.
Here we go. Cheers.
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 Yeah. Get it down, yeah. And it was a big weekend of sport. Let's go straight in with this clip from the Grand National, where AP McCoy is undergoing some final checks before taking his mount. that's not one. They really are very thorough at Aintree, aren't they?
I could just see AP McCoy standing motionless. He's just having his girth checked. I saw a nice shot of him.
Was he supposed to have that checked, or did the official just seize the opportunity?
Lucky wow. Official.
I know.
He's just having his girth checked. I saw a nice shot of him.
Thank you, Paul in Newcastle for spotting that one.
Oh, my teeth already hurt from how cold this water is.
It's freezing cold.
It's so cold.
Lauren and Dan are watching in Cornwall. There's loads of people watching today. Okay, let's stick with this weekend's sport and go over to the Masters, the golf. And Peter Alice is in the commentary seat and displaying his usual magical way with words. Now, even without the TV pictures here, you can kind of picture what he's looking at. I certainly can.
No. Short. Hit softly. Softly. Softly.
Oh, it's a bit of a gobbler.
Hey! Remember how it goes now, Rihanna?
It's all come screaming back to me.
Sorry.
What an eyeful he got there.
Oh, it's a bit of a gobbler.
Thanks, Peter. And thank you, Kerry, for spotting that one.
That's a good one. I like the fine spray of mist that I put all over you.
Oh, it's a bit of a gobbler.
What was that? What sport was that?
The golf.
No!
Yeah. Like the guy in the background just sounds soft.
Soft. Soft. More water, please. We will come back to sport, but for now, over to Flog It from Saturday evening. And the presenter's gone to see a very nice man called Martin and have a go in his facilities. And they seem to be getting on very well.
Like that, now ready? Yep. One big blow. Yep.
That's good.
It's looking more like a light bulb at the moment. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting harder to come out that glory hole. Okay, Martin?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right then, Martin.
Goodness.
Yeah, there's an expert blower there. glass blowing. It's a dying art.
It's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting harder to come out that glory hole.
James in Cornwall emailed that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can do the same if you spot anything good.
I feel like this show has got so much dirtier since it first began.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
What, this feature, or do you mean Flog It?
I mean this feature.
No.
It's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting harder to come out that glory hole.
It's only what's in your mind, Rihanna. It's got not got dirtier at all. And now we're going over to MasterChef from Thursday night.
I think you're corrupting your listeners.
Really not. Stop saying that. It's just the clips that the listeners send in. It's all innuendo. Not rude at all. MasterChef, then, from Thursday night. And the producers have received strict instructions that the contestant, Paul, should not be left alone with any livestock.
What kind of instruction?
I'm sure that's against the rules.
Snorted. come on, lads, yeah. Ladies. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Paul. Don't leave him alone with the livestock.
The final dish on the menu will be cooked by 44-year-old Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl.
The guinea fowl was deboned by Paul right there in front of everyone.
The final dish on the menu will be cooked by 44-year-old Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl.
Robin Redding and so many more of you saw that. It looked like a tasty dish.
I love that woman.
I know, great voice.
I feel like I could totally do that. Oh, God.
What, that voice?
Yeah.
You totally could.
I totally could talk about boning the guinea fowl.
Now we're going back to the Gulf. And one of the American commentators here...
Slippery legs.
Really slippery legs. Sorry, carry on.
Who else?
Me. Oh. I put my moisturiser them and now I can't actually cross them anymore.
Oh.
Sorry. It's just a side note.
Back to the Gulf. One of the American commentators has some very... Chris, you've messed yourself again.
You've sprung a leak.
You really have sprung a leak. Come on, Chris. One of the American commentators on the Gulf has some very kind words to say about one of his colleagues.
Look at it go, look at it go, look at it go. It's one of the most beautiful holes in all of golf.
Now that's a compliment. The brilliantly named Keen on email spotted that one. Thanks, Keen.
Keen.
More water, please.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry, Chris.
No, it's fine.
The great thing about Rihanna on this game, always has and always will give as good as she gets.
Absolutely.
I try.
A quick classic now from The Link. Now, if you've not seen that show, the game is to find the link between lots of different random words. Although in this clip... Chris, you're leaking again. In this clip, I think maybe they should have tried a little bit harder to make sure the list was in more of a random order.
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
Oh, God. Did you know that was coming?
We played that one before.
Oh, you were, like, ready.
Cock. gobbler.
The link, the link was that they were all male breeds of bird. And gobbler, of course, is a male turkey. So now we all know what Peter Alice was on about.
Oh, it's a bit of a gobbler.
That is amazing.
I know.
You learn on this programme.
You really do. It's education.
It is.
Tim in Shrewsbury's watching. And also Chris in Brighton. And Jay in Cornwall watching for the first time today because he's on his holidays. More water, please. Pretty wet down there, isn't it?
It is drenched down here, Mills.
We're going over to the boat race now on Saturday. Now, this female commentator seems to know the Oxford team rather well. And she does very well to keep going, really, with this distracting her.
The wind and the tide working in opposition.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford Cox in my ear.
Oh my God!
Oh no.
Oh. So many of you saw that and spotted it, so thank you for emailed.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford Cox in my ear.
Yeah, that's a technical term.
Oh, come on.
Rihanna's lost it.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford Cox in my ear.
Oh no, Rihanna's broken.
Oh no.
Oh,
oh wow. And relax.
Okay,
right. So quickly, we're going to go back to the golf. And here's Peter Alice, who this time is here to tell us why these rounds of golf go on for so long.
Oh, Dad. Concentrate.
So he's fiddling about with this 14-incher. That's why the rounds take 6 hours.
I didn't even get a chance to fill up again.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We might have to jump. I don't know what to do.
I'm so sorry.
Can we do one more or not?
This has happened to me before.
I never, not like this. He's hyperventilating. Listen.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford Cox in my ear.
Stop it! Oh no, the boss has just walked past.
Shaking his head, no less. Shall we, I think, do we get out of here, lads? No, she can't continue, right? Okay, we're going to have to stop this.
Call it a day.
Call it a day. Thanks very much for listening and watching. That was Rihanna from...
Can you?
No, I've played the wrong one, sorry. That was Rihanna from Films on Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for listening and thank you for watching.
Come on, we need to crack in the show. Right.
Should we play a song?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, all right. See you soon, Rihanna.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll let you know when the YouTube video is up of Rihanna playing Innuendo Bingo today. What incredible scenes.
She lost it.
Absolutely lost it. Is she all right now?
Well, it was weird because I sort of walked with her back into the office and she started up again. It's like she's crying.
She had to beg me. She was like, stop playing the clip. Obviously, the internet at the moment does want Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris to fall in love. I don't know what's happening. But imagine if they did get together, get married and have loads of like beautiful tanned babies together.
I mean, it does feel like you're jumping ahead of yourself there.
I know. And obviously we don't know whether they're together or not. There's loads of, like, people saying they are. There's loads of places saying they're not, all over the internet. But I think a little bit harsh to ask Ed Sheeran what he thinks of their potential romance.
Does someone do that?
Yeah, and I don't know why, because I know that Ed and Taylor are just mates, but I just still feel it's a little bit out of order. So Ed's been asked what he thought of Calvin and Taylor as a couple. Do you want to hear the reply?
Yes, please.
He's cool. He's a really nice guy, yeah. Really, really nice guy. certain people are just nice people in the industry. So, yeah, I met him probably like a year ago, maybe like a year and a half ago. Yeah, good guy. Really, 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 really good guy. Okay, then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's going to be pretty hot tomorrow in a lot of the UK. Not all of it, Soz. Some of it, though. Are we going full summer tomorrow?
I'm so keen for that.
But what, maybe what we're going to wear or what we're not going to wear?
Like the lairiest shirt that you can find, summer shirt.
Okay, are we saying guns out?
Can do. When you, when
I
mean, you,
I haven't got any, so that's a problem.
When you're on holiday, do you do what I do and buy a holiday hat?
Yes.
I'm talking like holiday hats.
I've got holiday T-shirts. I wouldn't ever wear them any other time.
And if the weather's a bit naff where you are, I say still go for it anyway. Let's just make tomorrow a sort of fancy dress day.
Let's make the day that we all put suntan cream on tomorrow, shall we?
Yeah, let's just all get involved.
Handily, there's always some in my bag.
Yeah, so. That's the strangest thing. We need to go through your bag and because it's like you're prepared for every season.
See, lush, I smell of summer now. Let's all do it tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday, we were having just one last look at our exes before we said goodbye to them on Facebook forever.
No, you make it sound like it was something that was planned, something that's been in the diary for a while. It wasn't.
No, it was completely, like, we just talked ourselves into it.
I was getting rid of loads of people on Facebook and we ended up just getting involved in looking at exes.
It's just time for a bit of a spring clean on social medias. So many people got in touch with us about this yesterday. We're going to speak to one of those in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Norfolk right now.
Where?
In a town called North Walsham.
Are you near off of Norwich?
Yeah, I'm about half an hour away from Norwich.
Home of Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yep.
How can I help today, Beth?
Well, I'd just like to tell you a story about my ex on Facebook, since you were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, we did a big thing yesterday where, I don't even know how it started, but we managed to convince each other to look at some of our exes on Facebook. and I felt fine about it.
Yeah, well, it comes from what I've started doing is to sort of trim down on Facebook a little bit, is when it pops up that it's someone's birthday, if I'm not going to write happy birthday on their wall, I delete them.
On their birthday.
Which seems cruel because it's on their birthday, but it's not really, is it? Because they won't notice.
So you heard all this yesterday, Beth?
Yeah, I did.
What's your one then?
Well, my boyfriend dumped me a couple of years ago for another girl, who at the time had a boyfriend, might I say. Mm-hmm. It wasn't guaranteed.
Well, hold on. My brain's fizzing. What do you mean?
So 2 years ago, you were with someone.
Yeah.
And he gets rid of you and then goes with this other girl who has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
This is quite made in Chelsea.
It was. It was very much, you know, he was in love with her and just couldn't be with me anymore. So it's a bit tragic.
Mm.
And then on the actual day it happened, I did get really upset and went and gave his mum a hug because it was going to be the last time I ever saw her.
Oh, no. Right, you're depressing me slightly.
This is awful.
I know.
I feel we need strings.
Well, it's my tragic love life.
So he's like, it's all over. And you obviously get on well with his mum.
Yep.
So you go around there and you do like a final hug with her.
Yep. I was like, goodbye. I'm not ever coming back.
And how was she about this?
She was quite nice. She gave me a hug back. She said, I'm sorry, it's not worked out and you never know in the future.
Just what you wanted to hear.
And then she shut the door.
Yeah.
Forever.
That's it.
And you walked slowly back to Norfolk.
Yep.
Well, she didn't. That's half hour away from her house.
Oh, right.
And that's by car.
Mm. Yeah, I was actually in Oxford at the time.
Oh, even further.
Yeah, that's a long walk.
It's a huge walk.
So that was that done.
Yep. But after what you were saying yesterday about Facebook, I thought I'd have a little look.
And what did you find?
Well, I found out that they did end up getting together, which was lovely, and obviously gave meaning to him ditching me. But she has dumped him. So now they are no longer together.
And you found this out after we did this yesterday. So actually, probably made you feel a little bit better.
Karma is now my friend, is all I can say.
Oh, you're happy with this, are you?
I'm so happy.
I love that you're not even shying away from it.
No, not even a little bit. Sorry.
Well, see, he did it to you, and now she's done it to him, so he knows what it feels like, doesn't he?
Exactly, and he is gutted.
Burn.
Right.
Yep.
And what a lovely thing that is.
I mean, it sounds a bit like revenge and feels like it, but hey, sometimes it just feels a little bit good, doesn't it?
It does, and it's not even my fault. That's, you know, I didn't actually do anything.
I know,
so
you've done nothing, but you're getting all the rewards.
Where are you getting all this information from, by the way? Is he putting up Melty song lyrics on Facebook?
No, I may have messaged him.
What's happening now with this, please?
You've seen signs that things may have been on the rocks or he may be single, and you've now messaged him.
Yeah.
But why have you messaged him? Do you want him back?
No. No, no, not after that.
You just want to revel in his pain a bit?
Yeah, I just want to laugh at him.
So what did you... What did you message him?
I just asked how the missus was.
Oh, the missus?
Yeah, the missus, and he said, oh, I'm sure she's okay now that she's dumped me.
Oh. Violins, Mills?
And you said what?
I just laughed.
You laughed?
I just laughed. That's all I could do.
What, you mean like caps just... locks?
Oh, yeah. Ah. Like, full on. Yep.
I mean, this does sound a bit harsh.
It does, but he did... you know, completely break my heart at the time.
The thing is, you sound so nice.
I am nice.
Yeah.
But there is a little tiny bit of you that just goes, oh, well, that's karma for you.
Yep. It's proof that karma works.
You see, you confuse me quite a lot because I can't tell if I feel sorry for you or not.
I think you should feel sorry for me.
Hmm.
It's okay now. I'm, you know... I'm okay now.
Have you got a new boyfriend?
I haven't at the moment, but I have had since him.
Yeah, you're all good.
I'm fine. Yeah. Chilled.
You're quite Taylor Swift about the situation, aren't you?
Oh, I'd love that, yeah.
Maybe write a song or two.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I should.
If you ever decide to, do email me back. That's exactly the kind of thing I want on my show.
Do you know what? Can we make this a thing? Can we encourage people to write these kind of songs and send them in? Like, if you break up with someone, or even better, when you're kind of over them and slightly bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in the bitter phase, I don't think you're over them. So write it in the bitter phase and then send it to us, please. And we can have, like, loads of UK Taylor Swifts with their songs.
This is good.
Of varying quality. Send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'd love to hear them. I bet people have already done this. They're like, yeah, I'm just going to write a song and just because it'll make me feel better.
Mm.
And I bet some people have recorded them in their bedroom. Send, send, send.
Even if it's just the lyrics, we can put music to it if needs be.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Yeah. And if you don't want me to use your name or anything, that's fine, but I'll happily play it. Thanks for getting in touch, Beth.
No problem.
And I do actually hope that your ex is okay, which he will be eventually.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Are you kind of friends with him anyway?
Yeah, we're not like best buddies, but we'll chat occasionally.
Okay,
yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks so much, Beth.
Thanks a lot.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Tomorrow, let's make it a real thing, right? Flip-flops.
But it might not be sunny everywhere. But if it isn't, just put suntan cream on. That's what I'm doing tomorrow anyway.
Hmm.
Does make you feel summery. I do it every single year when it's starting to get above like 10 degrees.
I know this might surprise you, but we've spoken about this before. I watch University Challenge.
I don't understand.
I love it. I don't know why, because it does make me feel a bit stupid.
Is that why you love it? Or do you just like to see really clever people answering questions really quickly?
I think it's a mixture of watching Paxman get annoyed when people don't answer quickly enough. I think also, if I get one right, I feel...
superior.
I'm buzzing.
It's a selection of student boffins sat on two teams answering really hard questions if you've not seen it before. It's been on for years. And it was home to, for a while, our favourite contestant on any quiz show ever.
No, I'm afraid you lose 5 points. Collapsed in 1995 after unmonitored loss-making speculation by the futures dealer Nick Leeson.
Liverpool Hiscock.
Oh, he's not on anymore. He bowed out a couple of weeks ago.
Liverpool Hiscock.
So good.
You could nominate him as well sometimes.
And finally, the title character of this opera by another Italian composer.
nominate Hiscock.
A Turandot.
This is so not the programme that I would expect you
to
watch.
I know, but I love it. And then do you remember we spoke about University Challenge recently? Because this guy answered this question. It did the rounds this. Loads of people saw this, but he answered this question just ridiculously quickly. And then we said about this, I was like, how can you answer this question so quickly? And he did, and people were calling us stupid for not being able to know this.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of brainy listeners, more than we realise. But Paxman, even Paxman was surprised.
Another starter question. Answer as soon as your name is called. What day of the week will it be 100 days after Monday?
Maudlin Binney.
Wednesday.
How did you know that?
Modular arithmetic.
Easy modular arithmetic, isn't it? Right.
Wow.
Even impressed Paxman.
What day of the week will it be 100 days after Monday?
Maudlin Binney.
Wednesday.
So quick.
Unbelievable, right?
But now we've got a new favourite.
Last night, like an absolute boss, a man called Loveday stepped up on
yes,
University
Loveday.
Challenge.
Yes, Loveday, yeah.
Yes!
Yes, Loveday,
yes!
Yes!
Absolutely slayed University Challenge.
Listen to this.
Right, 10 points for this. Meaning said only once, what two-word Greek term denotes a word?
He's Loveday.
Hapax legomenon.
Correct.
What?
Your bonuses this time are on epithets used by Homer in the Odyssey.
But he hadn't even finished the question.
Unbelievable, right?
Meaning said only once. What two-word Greek term denotes a word?
He's loved it.
Hapax legomenon.
Correct.
It was crazy.
I don't understand.
People started tweeting me last night, knowing that I love University Challenge. Like Ben, who tweeted me just going, Love Day's on fire.
Yeah,
absolute fire. Hashtag Love Day.
Love Day was slaying it all over the place. Were people texting you Hapax legomenon, or did they not know how to spell
it? I don't have a clue what on earth that question means or what that answer means.
I don't understand most of the show, but
Hapax legomenon
is my new favourite word. Eleanor says at the University of Birmingham, the closest we get to University Challenge is a massive ice cream with whipped cream and brownies and donuts called the University Challenge that served at our union. Nice, good advert if you were thinking of going to study at the University of Birmingham there.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I knows when to get the summary songs out, don't I? Panic at the Disco, Ballad of Mona Lisa. And before that, it was Major Lazer, DJ Snake and with Lean on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. So you know that Radio 1's big weekend is happening in Norwich on the 23rd and 24th of May. Grimmy is doing the full lineup on Monday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. He'll tell you every single artist that is going to be on. So that's that weekend, but that is not all we're doing in Norwich. Today, we are announcing our fourth Radio 1 Academy, and it's happening right in the heart of the city, in the heart of Norwich, from the 9th to the 15th of May. If you don't know what the Academy is about or never heard of it before, what we do is we just pitch up in the city where Big Weekend is and we put on a week of Q&A sessions and workshops and events to kind of inspire you a bit and just like to do something completely different that probably has never happened in that city before.
I got right involved last year. Do you remember I took part in an acting workshop with the cast of Waterloo Road? And do you remember I got slapped quite hard?
Yeah, you did. That was in Glasgow. So this year it's all about TV, radio, music, gaming, coding, journalism and loads more stuff. I'm going to be broadcasting from there with this show. We're all going to be there in the week. And obviously, it'll be the Radio 1 DJs and people like Jamal Edwards, Ella Eyre, Jessie Ware, loads of our vloggers. They will all be in Norwich with you lot, and we want you to come along. All the events are free, and the tickets will be available really soon. In fact, they'll be available from the 25th of April, which is Saturday, 25th of April. You'll hear loads more about it, so don't worry about it just now, but the Radio 1 Academy is coming to Norwich 9th to the 15th of May. Just have that date in your head. If it sounds like your thing and you really kind of want to get into TV or radio, or you're into your music or gaming, there's going to be so much stuff going on.
There's just
young
loads
people.
Of stuff to try as well, even if you're not sure about something. It's just lots of fun. Get involved.
And it's a really nice kind of chilled environment. Everyone just like just hang out, have a cup of tea, just meet other people, see some pop stars, see some Radio 1 DJs. It's all very informal and very relaxed. And it's brilliant as well. 9th to the 15th of May, Radio 1's Academy in Norwich. Radio 1 website has more details for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Jason Derulo, Want You to Want Me on BBC Radio 1. That's a bit of me, that. You like it, Charlie?
Wait, I was gassed. I was working that, boy.
That's got to be on One Extra, innit?
Yeah, I don't know if it's on One Extra, but it's a big record, fam.
It's a massive song, that. Twice a day, in the gym, Jason Derulo. That's how he looks like that, please.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's called Want You to Want Me, but I'm just saying, he goes to the gym twice a day. Oh, by the way. Oh, my gosh, it's Charlie Slough.
Ah! So I got a bit of flapjack on the mic there from my lunch.
Oh, thanks for that.
About that.
Hygiene first.
Don't know.
Yeah, I forgot your intro there. You right there?
Yeah, I'm not bad. How are you, Millsy?
Yeah, right. Tell us about your jacket you're wearing today.
It's called the Dr. Love, Dr. Sloth, Dr. and the Bowels jacket.
Okay, obviously you can't see it because this is radio, but it looks like it's kind of some, like, doctor's coat.
It's not a doctor's coat, is it?
It's a long coat. It's a long white coat.
But it's like, everyone looks at me like, you must be hot. There's nothing to it. It's a summer jacket. It's from the summer range of a famous brand.
And you just tried to convince us that it was a fat-burning jacket.
Yeah, and your producer actually searched it. I sold him a dream. I was like, yeah, so it's got little electrodes in it, and it stimulates the muscle and the fat, and when you go for a poo, all the fat comes out.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Charlie,
I did say that to him. I'm sorry about that. But that's what I said to your producer, and he searched it. I apologise to anyone who's listening.
Let's ban that word from now on.
Stop
saying it. Let's
poo.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Slough off of One Extra.
I'm sorry about that, by the way.
He's on at 4 p.m. You're not even sorry.
I genuinely am.
What's an electrode as well?
Electrode is something that stimulates your muscles.
Right.
What, like them...
I've got no idea.
You're making it up.
I'm making it up as I go along.
Like them things you can put on to...
give yourself
abs. Do they... No, of course they don't work. No. Here's your first one today.
Mumford & Sons have a strict rule that they will only use the font Gaudi Old Style for all their artwork and stationery.
Today we've decided to do a confused Charlie Slough special. So a lot of these will make little sense to you, Charlie.
I thought that was in Spanish, I can't lie. I was like, what's going on here?
What a bizarre theme. What's it? Confused Charlie Slough Day?
A little bit. Yeah. Some of these will be like, what? So here it is again for you.
Mumford & Sons have a strict rule that they will only use the font Gaudi Old Style for all their artwork and stationery.
Oh, I can imagine this.
Yeah, because think about it, it's a branding thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Charlie Slough is always in the same writing, isn't it?
Yeah,
on your headed paper.
Verdana.
Verdana. Scott Mills, you've got headed paper.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
From the desk of Mills.
No, I don't.
Yeah. It says Scott Mills and Sons.
If I did, I'd have it done at a service station.
He's got a statue in Eastleigh. Have you got a statue? A statue of Mills in Eastleigh.
Have you really, Mills? Is this a true story?
No. Yeah, it's from his young years where he's dressed as a railway worker. But if you drive through Eastleigh, and people take photos with it.
But is it actually Scott Mills?
Yes.
Does it say a plaque?
I'm so bored of denying this now that I'm just going to let you talk.
You've got a plaque in Eastleigh.
Have you?
A statue.
Have you got a statue anywhere?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. I think I will have in Camden Town. Maybe when I die.
It would take a while to save for, won't it?
Rude.
But when it's built, what an erection that'll be.
What? White.
White. Mumford & Sons love the font Gaudi Old Style.
Gaudi Old Style. I mean, it sounds very Mumford & Sonsy, so I'm going to say real.
I'm just going to say no real just because you said real. I'm lost.
Okay.
That was the idea.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true. Gaudi Old Style is one of the default fonts that comes free with lots of computers and is also the official Mumford font. Everybody?
Wow.
Wow.
I know. And next, on today's Confused Charlie, real or no real?
There are at least 5 people in the world who look exactly like you.
Oh, I've wondered this before. Right, this is a great fact. This is to debate here.
Yeah, I don't believe this. Like, straight away, where's the 5 people that look like me? How comes, yeah, there's not someone on Twitter or Instagram being like, boom, Charlie, I saw you in Japan the other day. Nah, fam, it weren't me. Yeah, I took a picture.
But Twitter and Instagram is a drop in the ocean compared to the amount of people. Think about it.
Yeah. Nah,
all those people on the planet, there's bound to be.
So where's the double Rihanna? Where's the Rihanna? How come she's not out there?
She's out there somewhere.
No,
well,
fam.
There is. I mean, like, Mills, I can think of 2. Matic who plays for Chelsea. And
that's a good one.
It's a good one. We've not.
And
I've
Gary
not told
Lucy.
You that one.
He looks like Gary Lucy.
A bit like Gary Lucy. And Ellen DeGeneres.
Man. And who?
Ellen DeGeneres, thanks.
No, Gary Lucy, I think that one's a ringer.
The thing is, Pamela, I've got one of them faces.
Yeah.
Could look like a lot of people. Katy Perry with that makeup also look like.
Mooney?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sloth, you look like someone else.
Who?
But no, it's no. No, I'm sure you do look like someone else.
Wait, this is private, personal jokes.
We're not going to say who you look like.
Wait a minute.
We have been texting each other saying that you look like someone.
There is someone.
And let that play on your mind.
No, you can't do that. How are you going to shut me out like that?
And I'll tell you when it is.
How are you going to open the door and slam it in my face like that?
When you most look like them is when you're not wearing a snapback, so we see your hair. Then you really look like them.
Who is it? Can you say?
No.
Why not?
No.
Well, this is like a private joke.
I don't
want
to go there.
No, but we'll let everyone guess. And I'm sure people look. I'm sure people are messaging now saying, Charlie Sloth looks like this.
But with hair. Like, okay. Not when there's a cap on.
All right.
There are at least 5 people in the world who look like you, real or no real.
No real, fam.
Real.
That one is no real.
Well, not real.
This does keep popping up on those Twitter fact accounts, but we can't find any significant evidence to say that that's true. And next.
Ben Fogle spent much of yesterday afternoon arranging to make an album with Star Trek actor William Shatner.
Double who there, actually.
Who are you hooing? Ben Fogle?
Both.
Who's Ben Fogle?
No, I knew you would say that.
Explain this one to Charlie, please.
He is... Well, it's him and Cracknell, wasn't it?
In what? Sorry.
Ben Fogle is sort of known for...
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? He's not known for nothing.
I mean, I don't know. He's just always been around. And he once did a show.
He's an adventure guy.
Castaway. Am I right in thinking that? So he was deserted on an island. This was back in the day. Now, people liked him because he was very hands-on with the sheep and stuff like that. So
what do you mean?
Well, he started doing a lot of the kind of country shows then.
He does a lot of your adventures, a lot of your treks, a lot of your, you know,
he's
in the deserts.
He's the blonde hair. I've seen him.
He does quite a lot with Cracknell.
Man like Benny.
But why would Ben Fogle be making a music album with Captain Kirk off of Star Trek?
Might be for charity. Might be for a good cause.
But Ben Fogle doesn't make music, and as far as I'm aware, neither does... Oh, actually, no, William Shatner has made a song before.
But also making an album, it's more than one song. Do you know what I mean? That sounds like a definite venture. I just can't see this being real. No real.
Yeah, I'm going to say no real, fam.
That one is real.
Well, there was an internet rumour going around that Ben Fogle had made music with William Shatner. When Ben tweeted to say that it wasn't true, William Shatner tweeted back to offer to make an album together. The two had a long conversation in public on Twitter and are now DMing, arranging the album. And finally, on today's Real or No Real...
Dog TV. The world's first TV station designed exclusively for dogs to watch... has a strict no cats rule.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Okay, so I'm sure we talked about this.
Have you got a dog?
No.
Have you, Scott?
No.
No.
Have you?
I've got several.
Several?
Yeah. Not with him no more, though.
What?
Broke up.
What do you mean?
Oh, no. It's one of Charlie's things. Okay. He's in one of those moves.
The sun is out, so Sloth will come out to play.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Are they the ones off those hotels that you told me about on that road?
Yeah. So the dog. So it's the dog. So let me get this right. Dog TV.
Yes, it's the world's first TV station designed exclusively for dogs to watch.
So it's not just dogs on it. It's meant to be entertained to dogs. Not entertained to people who have dogs. It's entertaining to dogs.
Just for the dogs.
Will sit in front and they'll love what's going on.
Does the audio come out at a certain frequency that only dogs can hear?
Maybe.
That'd be interesting.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But cats are banned. Absolutely no cats. Is that true?
It's got to be a rule, surely.
Yeah.
So on the TV, you'd never see a cat. It's all about the dogs.
No, you wouldn't. You don't. That's not how it works on those channels.
That's quite catist as well, though. It's quite, you're gonna get a few complaints from cats.
Right, moving on.
Yeah.
No real.
I'm gonna say real.
That one is real.
Oh gosh!
So Dog TV, let me tell you, it's on YouTube here, it's on TV, actual TV in some parts of the world. Is designed for people who leave the dog at home while they're at work and want to give it something to watch.
So they show lots of relaxing pictures and some shots of animals. Not just dogs, other animals, but cats aren't allowed in case they set the dogs off.
Do they have their own weather?
The weather for dogs, I don't know.
And soap operas.
But I'd quite like to watch it and see.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That would be great. Imagine and doggy weather.
Mm. Yeah. Really good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
Oh, yes. I got 10 points. Charlie got 20.
He won.
Non-stop for a minute now, fam. I'm on fire.
If anyone knows what happens on dog TV, if you've seen it, can you let me know, please? Because I'm actually intrigued by that.
Yeah. I'm sure I can speak for you when you say you'd love to be on dog TV, surely.
I think it's just animals.
Do you know what? I'm refusing to leave the studio until you tell me who my lookalike is.
Unfortunately, we won't be doing that.
You'll have to wheel me out, because I'm not going anywhere.
Wheel him out.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me
wheel him out.
Who my lookalike is, because I feel like I deserve to know. Like, I feel like I've been invited to a party, and you're actually wheeling me out of the studio, fam!
Okay, bye.
Fam!
Charlie Slough is on One Extra in a few minutes, and here on Radio 1, it's Dev.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tuesday's best bits right there. Come and join us tomorrow live from 1 on BBC Radio 1 or get this handy podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.